I want to look this morning at an occasion in David's life where, although given opportunity to kill his enemy and grab for himself the thing God had promised, David refuses. He prefers to allow God to work in his way. It happened at a time when David was fleeing from King Saul, who wanted to kill him. David's hiding from Saul and his armies in a cave, and on one occasion, Saul goes into the cave to relieve himself. He's having a wee. He's got no idea David's in there, and David has this ideal opportunity to deal with the problem once and for all by killing Saul, who's at this point unarmed, without support, and vulnerable. Having been previously anointed by Samuel as king, he would then have been able to take his rightful place as king. And his response to his friends, who were egging him on to do it, was, "I can't do such a thing. I can't harm God's anointed." In other words, he wouldn't do what he knew to be wrong, even if by taking that opportunity it would mean his own discomfort and trials would end. I wonder what I would do in that situation. In a situation that I desperately want to end, the opportunity presents itself for me to end it, but it means acting immorally. It means acting against the will of God. What would you do in that situation? Also, so often when things go wrong or we're attacked, we respond by hiding away. I remember on one occasion after preaching, someone came up to me and threatened to punch me while I was still in the pulpit. It knocked me for six. I didn't fight back, but to my shame, I actually hid away in my study until everyone had left. Do you know, we can respond in two ways when a threat comes. We can blow up and fight, or we can run away. But both of those are really actions which hide us. Running away hides us physically, but fighting hides us emotionally. God doesn't want you to run away. He doesn't want you to fight. He wants you to hide in him. The Bible describes it as taking refuge in him. If we read Psalm 57, we get a window on why David restrained himself and hid himself in God when he was presented with this opportunity with Saul. It doesn't describe what he did, but it describes why he did it. So let's get some hints from this. Firstly, in verses 2 to 4, David recognises his need of God. He recognises that God provides for him and ultimately God fulfils his purpose for him. He sends his love and faithfulness to him. Our first clue then is to recognise how much we need God and how much we can rely on him. And then in verse 5 and the following verses, we can see the outworking of that trust in God. David makes a choice. Four times he says, "I will." He makes a choice, and that choice he makes is the choice to praise God. Do you know, it's as simple as that. In the moment you are struggling, in the moment you are avoiding someone, in the moment you are when you are waiting for something, in the moment when you're struggling with some issue, try and get to where David gets. Know who God is. Trust him. Trust his ability and his willingness to make a difference in your life. And then in that trust, make the choice to praise God in the midst of whatever it is you're facing. Then you won't have to do anything. All you need to do is step back and see what God will do.